KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for tuning in, and thanks for being a part of the celebration of the suffering, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, it's Passion Week, and a lot going on. Coming up tomorrow on ABQ Connect, we'll have some folks coming in to let you know about the Good Friday things that are happening and talk about details for the weekend. But let me run through a little bit of that real quick. Good Friday service at Calvary Church starts at noon. That's Osuna west of Jefferson at the main campus with worship and a message from Skip Heitzig. Plan to get you out of here by about 1:15. But listen, Vitalant is doing a blood drive from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And let me just throw out the Steve challenge. I mean, I'm signed up for 8 a.m. I'm going to be out there first in line, so I can get to doing all the things I got to do the rest of the day, so it's not landing right in the middle of the day. But listen, we made it real easy to register or to sign up to give blood, and you can do that by going to klyt.fm. There's a big Vitalant banner there. Just click on it, and it'll take you right to the openings for blood donations for Good Friday at Calvary Church. They'll have at least one. They usually have one, two, three big vans out there doing the donation. And then there'll also be in addition to the noon service in the amphitheater at Calvary Church, there will be an evening service in the auditorium inside at 6:30. And, of course, the sunrise service Sunday morning at University Stadium. Gates open at 6:30. Service starts at 7:30 with special music from Mac Brock and Calvary MSC and the message from Skip Heitzig. And then the other services at Calvary Church. All the details about the campuses and service times and sunrise and frequently asked questions, what can I bring, what can't I bring, just go to EasterABQ.com, and we'll see you out there. Whether you're an attendee at Calvary Church or not, this is a community event. A lot of folks go to the Sunday morning sunrise service and then go on to their own place of worship. So all are welcome. So invite everyone and bring someone with you to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Getting to be a regular thing to have our friend Shannon or one of his cohorts from the Salvation Army in studio. Shannon, thanks for taking the time again today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Shannon is the intake manager here locally, and we'll get to more details about that. But, you know, a lot of people, Shannon, they think about Salvation Army, a lot of people, thrift stores. I think maybe we'll have the big two, thrift stores and Christmas bell ringers.
That's right.
But there's so much that they do, remind people about the Sunday services that are available. And then, your title, intake manager, what's available to people in that area?
So as intake coordinator there at the Salvation Army, I like to bring in, we try to bring in people that need rehabilitation, whether it be from substances, drugs, alcohol. We provide a six-month rehabilitation stay to where for 6 months they don't have to worry about anything except for recovery.
Yeah.
And that's what we provide. And our Sunday services, which are at 10:45 on Sundays, every Sunday, and we look forward to having anybody as guests.
Nice. And, of course, that includes Easter Sunday.
Absolutely.
10:45. Remind people, is that Bryn Mawr?
It is Bryn Mawr, but also we're a Good Friday service at 3 p.m.
Okay. Same place.
Same place.
Okay. So you can find the Salvation Army on the web as well. The New Mexico site, Shannon?
New Mexico site, but it's 4301 Bryn Mawr Avenue.
Okay. We encourage you to go find out more about all the different things the Salvation Army does. We're going to let you know about those actually here momentarily, but we did want to let you know about an event coming up. Shannon and I were talking a little bit about, hitting the little white ball that so many of us have given an effort to. Have you ever been golfing? You've been golfing other times in your life, but I know, Shannon, that, when you get out there, first of all, it's one of those sports where if you want to be good at it, you got to get out and do it like three times a week.
Absolutely.
Which is not inexpensive. But it just takes one good connection, hit a sweet ball with just a little bit of a slice, and just say, "Oh, this is easy. I can do this." But There is a golf tournament coming up. If you're a golfer, I'll tell you, you know, we won't go into details about all the sponsorship pricing and stuff, but listen, for one player, it's $100, which if you're a regular at golf tournaments, you know that that's a deal. And when you hear where it is, now I haven't played this course, but I hear good things. It's going to be at the golf course at NEMI and New Mexico Military Institute in Roswell. So that is August 29th. The shotgun start is at 8 a.m. that morning, registration at 7 o'clock. But you can get details about this at facebook.com/TSA Roswell. And there's a phone number to call, too, 575-622-8700. I'll give those again here momentarily. But, you know, whether you're – listen, I know from past golf tournaments, whether you're a single player – you got a couple of you, three of you, they'll work it out. If you got two people, they'll put a couple other people with you. But foursome obviously is what they're doing, and they're looking. they're looking at having different prizes too for the event, close to the pin. It's typical. There'll be a lunch and a little swag bag. You know what swag stands for, Shannon?
Actually, I don't.
Stuff we all get.
Nice.
And there's another little competition, and maybe one of our listeners knows. I never have been part of this. Quote-unquote Tiger, $5 per player on hole 13. If I was going to guess, I would guess that's they got it like a club pro or maybe someone from the NEMI team or something out there on the hole. You can pay them $5 to take your shot for you that might, you know, be better than you would do.
Right. And let's not forget the $10,000 cash prize hole in one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always fun. Have you ever been at a tournament where someone gets that?
I'm not a golfer.
I have. I have been at a tournament, and it does happen. But I think, you know, the way they do it is essentially you buy insurance for the hole. From an insurance company is like, yeah, no one's going to get a hole in one. Yeah, buy the insurance.
But it happens.
Yeah, but it happens infrequently enough that the insurance company wins. But it's got to be like something like 125 yards or maybe 130 yards or more. Okay. Before they'll insure it. But even so, it's very possible. I know one time on a 180-yard par 3 at Canyon Club, which was four hills at the time, I hit a sweet shot, landed way over on the right side of the green. But if you've played Canyon Club, you know everything rolls to the river. And this one, shot, it's like you're shooting north, and it landed and it started rolling to the river. And I got within the grip on my putt. You know, if you put the head of your putter in the hole, and before it gets to the grip, I was that close.
For a hole in one.
I was headed right for the hole, but didn't happen. I still had a great shot and great memory. And you can have a great memory. Now, listen, if you get out there for this tournament in August, you're going to be supporting a great cause, the Salvation Army in New Mexico, which, by the way, now listen to this, 109 people have been assisted in the last year with clothing. It totaled over $2,000. 52,592 people assisted with food boxes, which I'm glad we're going through this because this is, again, some of those things people don't think about the Salvation Army doing.
The things we do.
Right. Shannon, 130 people assisted with furniture, household items. Yeah, imagine, you know, folks that, you know, they just need a table to sit and have a meal as a family.
Absolutely.
Or beds. And then 70 people assisted with other items. For over $1,000, 46 people assisted with utilities. That's another one. Utility assistance. A lot of folks just having a hard time making ends meet. And Shannon, if folks need assistance here in the Albuquerque area in that way, what would you encourage them to do?
So I would encourage you to. There's so many types of gifts, right?
Yeah.
One is your time. And it's, of course, we always we would like donations made out to the Salvation Army of Albuquerque. which go directly to so many things. One project close to my heart right now, which is our family services building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, let's dig into that with the time. We got just a couple minutes. The family services building, which was the thrift store
on Broadway.
On Broadway, is being converted to a family. And what's that going to be like when it's done?
Okay. So when it's done and it's complete, it's actually going to be a place to come to get food. It's going to serve as our family services building, which also does, you know, utilities, rental assistance,
okay,
vouchers, the things that are needed. But it's also going to serve as our food pantry. We are doing so many things with that building. Another exciting thing we're trying to do is get a washers and dryers, so the homeless can, you know, wash their clothes. We're also trying to open up like some showers to where they can, you know, take showers, restore some of their dignity to go out and maybe help themselves.
Okay. Here's how you contact the Salvation Army of New Mexico. 1-800-728-7825. That's 1-800-728-7825. A real easy way to remember how to get there, if you go to their website, is newmexico.salvationarmy.org. And then at the top of the page, you see the little hamburger thing next to the donate button. It says menu. Click on that and you'll find the contact information. But as Shannon was saying, they're in need of donations to help all of these things happen statewide. And when the family center is done, they're going to need a regular team of volunteers. So you'd be encouraged to you'd be there regularly serving people food, or Shannon, do you have folks help out with some of the utility assistance, administrative type stuff? Do you get those kind of volunteers?
So we do. And the reason we're actually doing this and going away from Bryn Mawr is because actually that area close to downtown, that's where the homeless are.
Yeah.
And we're making ourselves more accessible to them to give them help, to give them hope, to give them encouragement, prayers, whatever it is that we need. And volunteers are desperately needed to help us, you know, facilitate some of that.
All right. Shannon, we're out of time, but I want to throw it back to you to make sure there's nothing else we need to cover.
Right now, I really appreciate you having us on, Steve.
Thank okay, so well, much. Salvation Army, it's the General Gerard Childress Memorial Golf Tournament we mentioned. That's August 29th. Plenty of time between now and then, faster than you think. We'll continue to remind you about it. We'll post it and talk about it between now and then. But you can find out more about it at facebook.com/TSA Roswell, which, by the way, you know that's how to say it, right?
Roswell?
Actually, it's Roswell.
Roswell.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You go to Roswell and tell someone, hey, it's nice to be here in Roswell. And they'll correct you. Yeah. Well, if they're a native, they'll let you know, man.
That's like Nevada, Nevada.
That's right.
There you go.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
All right. Shannon with the Salvation Army again, locally here, newmexico.salvationarmy.org. Thank you. Thank the major.
You.
Thanks to the rest of the team for all the work you guys are doing here to make this state a better place to be.
Absolutely. God bless.
All right. Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition is on the way. We'll get our update post-Roundhouse legislation after this on ABQ Connect.